There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
We're recording.
Recording, everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
We're together. We'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we are in the midst of the solar eclipse, guys.
Right now.
Like, literally right now. The sky I'm watching out the window is, like, getting darker. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Sadly, don't have the glasses, so I can't see it. But
yeah.
Shout out to everybody around the country or world, whatever. I guess the world. Everybody can see this.
Yeah, the world. Yep.
Yeah.
Crunch told me that all of the Airbnbs that are along the pathway with which you could see the eclipse are all taken at this moment.
What?
Like, yeah, from Texas up to Maine.
This is like a tourist thing for people who love, it's like a tourism thing for people who love, like, astronomy.
Earth.
That stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm always afraid to say astronomy because I always feel like it's astrology.
Same.
And then I just get confused and I feel like I'm sounding like an idiot, but it's astronomy, right?
The planets. Yeah.
Astrology is the horoscopes.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to all y'all who love this shit.
Yeah.
And happy manifesting to everybody because it's the time to, you know, do your manifestations. Justine and I just did a nice little one together.
We did.
All the things we need for 2024. So thank you. Thank you, universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And anyways, we were talking Love is Blind Sweden.
Sweden!
We heard the calls.
Yes, we did. We did. And the Instagram messages and the comments.
The DMs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's intriguing. This is a whole new world. I don't know much about Sweden.
Me either.
Or Swedish culture or Swedish people. So this should be very interesting to watch and learn through these people.
Mm-hmm.
Really.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be learning the most through watching Love is Blind Sweden. Like, about Swedish culture.
Oh, just Swedish.
This is the longest thing I've watched in Swedish, like in the language.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
It was like an hour episode. I was like, oh, shit. Okay. This is like the longest I've heard Swedish talked in my ears, spoken in my ears.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, first episode, my friend, what are your initial thoughts? Anything excited to talk about?
Yes, very excited to talk about a lot of things. But my main thing with Love is Blind Sweden is it makes me realize, and I would love to watch Love is Blind Brazil to see how they address this.
The Brazil one I hear is cool too.
But nobody really talks about race.
Really? I thought I had a different thought process on this.
Oh, really?
I thought ethnicity came up a lot.
Ethnicity comes up a lot.
Ethnicity.
Not race.
Yeah, because everybody's white. Or the assumption
because everybody's white.
Yeah.
And that feels so nice. It just feels like, I don't know. It's just, it feels nice because we're recapping it and usually we have to be the voice of the people. Like, and it just feels nice to have that time off because nobody's even talking about it. So it just feels nice to watch, not even necessarily white people, just one group.
A different subset.
And just talk about one thing was so nice. Listen, Love is Blind Japan. I'm here for it because everybody is like, I'm here.
Yeah. I forgot they had a Japan one too. Uh-huh. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then also, very interesting how fast we're moving in this episode.
Yeah.
This was the fastest editing I've ever seen on a kinetic content show.
Have we ever seen a reveal, or I guess the beginning of a reveal in episode one?
Nah.
Bro. No. They're usually still in the pods for at least three episodes.
Yeah. I had no idea like what day it was. Did they say what day it was? No, right?
No.
That was a little confusing to me. Mm. So I'm a little bit lost on some people's stories. Mm. I'm like, do you know anything about this person? But they're moving very fast. And then my last thought is, because race specifically is not a factor in this particular season of this show, they're talking about deal breakers that are so regular. You don't have a dog? Oh, I can. Huh? What? How is that? How are you eliminating people? And it makes it more believable that they're there. It's okay. Like, oh, if you are a deal breaker because you can't deal with my dog specifically, I see why you got on Love is Blind.
And you're in Sweden. There's not that many people there. Like, the population's slim. So this is the single population. Well, even though they said it's one of the countries with the most single people, I guess.
That's unfortunate.
But still, it's just a smaller pool. So interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my lessons learned. He's a smart guy. Is a silly one today, because I just had to do a silly one today. If Love is Blind, should you still wear white heels? Because we saw a lot of white heels today.
Did we? I didn't notice.
So many. How did you not?
Oh, Lord. We need a petition, a change.org petition to retire the manufacturing of white heels, please. God.
That was it.
Nice.
Yeah, what about you, friend?
So I thought that there was a lot of discussion of ethnicities. Yeah. So we learn, you know, Sergio's Colombian. He like shares that outright. There's a girl who's Persian. He like calls, oh, it's my Persian princess. Mm-hmm. Like Rasmus has his concern that Chrisley's Chinese. Like race specifically isn't coming up, but there is like definitely a thought on ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
What is the ethnicity of this other person? And so I'm just curious to see more of that unravel, I guess, when the reveals come. Because I saw it enough in the first episode that I'm like, people are concerned about who's on the other side. They are curious of, you know, the look racially or ethnicity-wise. However, they think about it in Sweden. I don't know. It seems ethnicity more than just, like, color, you know? So that was just, like, my first kind of thought. And I'm curious to just see more of that talk and where it's going to go. If it's going to get real problematic or what.
Weird.
It's going to get weird or what.
I'm such in my bubble now. I'm like, oh, my God, no one's talking about
it. I know. I was like, don't get too comfortable. Sweden is not utopia.
I know, definitely not.
Like to present, it is not.
Yeah.
So that was my first thought. Second, Rasmus. The verdict is out on him. He is almost. He seems to me very set on looks. I don't know if it's the editing.
Yeah,
but they show him in the confessional mentioning looks a lot. He made that comment about Chrisley being Chinese, thought that was a little bizarre. And so, yeah, I'm a little unsure about him. What I did like about him, or what I appreciated about him, I was shocked at how quickly he broke things off with Katya right after he had that like deep conversation with Chrisley. And I appreciate a decisive man, particularly on this show. It's a good quality in a person. And so, yeah, that I appreciate about him. I also like that he's like more emotional. Emotions don't scare him. But the looks thing, a lot of looks comments and ethnicity comments. And I was like, so I'm still unsure about him, even though they're trying to kind of paint him like he's a good guy. But I don't know, I got my good eye on him. And then Sergio and Amanda. I don't trust neither one of them.
Right?
Amanda, I'm side-eyeing her heavy because she is, you know, presenting. She's the soft-spoken Christian wifey material, you know, type. Yet she's going for Sergio.
Okay.
I don't understand that.
Why?
I don't understand his appeal.
Yeah, that I don't get.
He self-proclaims to be a bad boy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He, to me, is only giving energy of like, if I'm a girl dating him, I need to be anxious. I need to be uncertain. I need to be scared around this guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not giving off mature, grown, I'm a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
So her going for him, I don't understand. So I don't understand her.
Okay.
So okay. She's another one I got my good eye on. Because where she's kind of presenting, she calls herself the wifey material. She's Christian. She's all, you know, goody two shoes or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But she's falling for this dude. Like, I just don't trust that person yet. So we'll see. Verdict is out. What's the two of them as well? And as far as my lessons learned, my question is, coming off of Sergio and Amanda, at our ripe age, what is the appeal of a bad boy?
Oh my God.
Has the novelty not worn off by the time you're like in your early 30s?
Aw, no.
Well, let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyways, excited to dive in.
Mm-hmm.
Before we dive into the recap, we do have some things we got to talk about. So there's this viral article going around by The Cut. And I'm sure some of y'all have read. It's called The Case for Marrying an Older Man. People are chatting all about it. And I see it everywhere. There's think pieces about this think piece.
About the piece.
Right.
So
we both finally read it. So we're going to chat a little bit about that. Our thoughts on this young lady's article. And then I have some just like little fun stuff. Love is Blind. There's some new Love is Blind merch that's around that we got to talk about.
Oh, no.
Some fun updates out of Bachelor Nation, Charity, Blake, Giannina. So just some fun stuff, you know, to catch up on. If you want to listen to this episode ad-free with our juicy pre-show, join the Rose Garden over at Patreon. Patreon, you can also watch us on video. Head to patreon.com/number2blackgirls1rose, and you can try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. Shout out to the Rose Garden. We love you guys.
Love you guys.
Okay, so we open up in Sweden. We learned it's one of the countries with the most single people in the world.
That's sad.
That is very interesting. I really actually should have looked that up. Where else? Like, what are the other countries? I'll look into that later. Anyways, we kind of get a first look of the people coming through in the pods. Everybody is pretty white and a lot of blondes. There was a black girl in there. There was a black guy.
There was a black guy.
You know, a Middle Eastern looking guy. A little sprinkling, but this is Sweden. So, you know, it is what it is. We got a little teaser of the drama to come. The one line that stood out to me was a woman saying, "You have children, you have a child that a woman in Barcelona is gonna give birth to."
I mean,
obviously that's Sergio. Oh shit.
Yeah, Avi.
He lives in Sergio. He lives in Sergio. He lives in Barcelona.
Barcelona, yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
Oh, man. I didn't even think about the ways that you can hide things across country lines.
Yeah.
They can be hiding shit through state lines, but it's very easy to look that shit up.
Right.
But country lines?
You in another country in the EU?
Right.
The whole family across in another culture? Like,
yeah. You can't log into Spain.gov and find where that baby is and the child support and all the rest of that? Oh, wow.
Nuts. So it should be an interesting season. Anyway, we see everyone arriving to the pod, to the quarters, the men, when the women were seeing, just learning a little bit about different people. You know, this one girl said she'd been cheated on in every relationship. Her life is like a bad rom-com. Another woman's been single 7 years. Another guy who said he's been ready for marriage since he was 15.
Yeah, and kids.
And kids, yeah.
It always confuses me, those men who say those things. Because then I'm 15. Like, why aren't you?
Right. If you've been this ready, you're that guy that gets married at like 20, you know, or like fresh out of high school or whatever. Anyways, we meet the Swedish sleeves.
Yeah. Let us know who this is and if she is as fucking annoying as the Lachey's.
Yeah. Her name's Jessica Elemenas, I want to say. And she seems to be just like a Swedish like post presenter.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. But yeah, if you have any tea, let us know. So anyways, the pods are open. We just see a lot of like rapid fire dates. Mm-hmm. We see some guy named Johan. He meets a vegan. Then he meets a vegetarian. Mm-hmm. And he's like, look, this is a deal breaker
like,
for
I
me.
I eat every meal. Like, I can't do this.
Yeah. Can't do this. I said, me too. I can't date no vegan, no vegetarian.
That would be so hard for me because I would make fun of them all the time.
Vegetarian, I feel like maybe I can do.
Yeah, I could do vegetarian.
I think I could do vegetarian. Vegan, I don't think I could do it. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Now, Chrysalee, she's one of the vegetarians. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She studies interior design in Stockholm. Mm-hmm. Big lips. The lips are nuts. Like,
no, I forgot.
Everybody got those lips now.
The surgeries and stuff that are in London are akin to the ones in LA. Like, they're work in London is either the very good or very bad. Like,
yes. Yeah. Wild looking lips. Mm-hmm. But she's cute. She's, tiny little blonde, tatted up. Mm-hmm. She has a dog that's, big for her.
Yeah.
It's a deal breaker for her. It was also a deal breaker for a couple guys she was in the pods with. Mm-hmm. Like, we cannot do no dogs. And she says, just kind of drops this little, nugget. She says she wants a kid. She wants to have a family because doing so would break a family pattern.
Yeah.
It's like, interesting.
I was like, how does the family keep going? If you got to break the family pattern of not having the kids. Yeah.
Maybe she meant more than one. Like, the pattern is just, like, only child?
Only children. Oh, maybe.
Only children, maybe?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I just thought that was interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, same.
So, Chrysalee, she meets Rasmus. Rasmus is... They're both Aries. They both hate IKEA. They're both good with their hands. Mm-hmm. He builds his own lamps. And, she's into interior design, so that's really cool to her. Mm-hmm. He says he wears his emotions on his sleeve, wears his heart on his sleeve. He's looking for someone who can talk feelings and emotions, which that stood out, obviously, because that's just like a standout comment from any man.
Exactly.
Particularly, I would think, a Swedish man, like a Northern European man, because their culture is known for being a bit stiffer and colder and not very warm and fuzzy.
Right.
He is a little bit of like an anomaly, I would think, for the women in the pods.
Yeah.
Like, I could see the appeal of him probably for the women.
I think he knows that. I think that's why he intros himself as that. Mm-hmm. And he intros himself to us as, I need to see this lady. If she's not what I like, I'm going to turn around and leave.
That's why you can't trust Rasmus. He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's saying.
Exactly. That's what's scary to me, too, about, I guess, the reverse of toxic masculinity being on the job of women, because now the toxic men are learning how to be a man written by a woman, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
They're learning the vocabulary. They know women want men to go to therapy. They know what to say. They're saying all the things. Now we just like fully can't trust nobody. Like, it's just, what are we to do? We can't win. God. So anyways, they both have sleeve tattoos. They both have dogs. They just really hit it off. They have so much in common, like very obviously like planted there for each other. And she's like very smitten in her confessional, and she really likes how humble he is. Meanwhile, Rasmus is in his confessional literally calling himself superficial. And we then see him kind of like asking little sneaky questions around looks, like trying to gauge what these women are wearing or look, just the little legal questions. He knows what he's trying to do.
Wow. He's definitely watched this show before too. I didn't even think about that until now. Like,
oh yeah, he must have. Yeah. So we see Rasmus talking with another woman named Katya. And talking about height, he shares it off rip. He's 6'2" and among other things. So just, dangling that out there. Which also, this is like Scandinavia. Everyone is, I think their average height is like 6'2". Everybody's
tall. Oh, really?
It's a very tall culture.
The Northern, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Vikings. They're from that area.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Sweden, Finland, Norway, all of them. They're like generally very tall people. So yeah, I don't really know what he's trying to, like, what points you get for dangling that out, but whatever. He knows women like tall men, so he wants to share that. Anyways, Katya is very cute. She's a little baddie. She got dark hair, light eyes. Megan Fox, dare I say?
No, stop. Don't bring it up. No.
Anyways, so she's looking for a man who wants to stay in Stockholm. Mm-hmm. She is not sure if she wants kids. She doesn't really feel any need to raise a child. So that's like a big thing for her. Next, we meet some other people, Lucas and Amelia. Mm-hmm. Lucas, to me, looks like classic Swedish man.
Me too. He's a blonde man.
Super blonde. Yeah. Blonde, almost ginger, little mix.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes. He's cute, though. He's cute.
He's very cute, like very classic. So, yeah, he has two sisters. Mm-hmm. They both have kids. He wants kids of his own, but no pressure. Mm-hmm. But he's definitely getting, like, pressure from the family. Mm-hmm. And Amelia she's 34. She also wants kids. Yep. And you know, no rush as well, wants to explore life, live life a little bit. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they have good vibe, good chat. They're both mature, both ready for marriage, mm-hmm. like all of that. Amelia is cute. She looks a little older than her age, so I'm worried. I'm worried about the reveal.
Yeah. I wonder if they're used to, okay, I don't want to offend anybody listening, but I wonder if they're used to that, because we have people in America, the median age you're supposed to look is like 23 and a half max for women.
God, what?
Max. So I wonder if over there, because they are, a lot of people are fair skinned, a lot of people are getting sun damage. Like, a lot of people do look older. Like, we say, like, oh, she looks older, but she probably just looks her age.
Maybe, yeah. I'm curious for the reveal if it's going to, like, be, if he's going to have a look or have a feel about her looks. Mm-hmm. But that was my first thing. I was like, she's cute, but she looks a little older than 34. So we'll see. Anyways, we meet a lot of people. Names aren't important because it's just so many.
So many people.
Yeah. Really pretty girl from Afghanistan. She's also like half Russian. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Really interesting life. She worked in Bollywood for many years. She's also an economist somehow.
I was like, how did you do both?
No, you do that. And she's talking to this guy who similarly moved to India to do Bollywood. He moved to the U.S. at 18 to go to school. Mm-hmm. But, you know, works in finance as a pilot, just like very like basic. Mm-hmm. And they have this conversation about just, they bond over being put in a box.
Their identity.
He's like, he's like, I think he described himself as broad and boring. He's like a white guy who worked in finance. Like,
I know. He says he's an ex-swimmer, though.
Oh, yeah, he did say professional swimmer, which is kind of cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, they talk about, like, they think of themselves as very, like, dynamic people with a lot of interests, and they just are always kind of put in a box, and they don't like that. So that's pretty much all we saw of them. Yeah. She then talks with another guy, Johan, who looks like a big, scary Russian spy.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yeah, he looks like he'd be in the movies, and he'd be before the guy who they have to kill, before the gangster. He's the guy.
Yeah, or like a 007 type of thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, they bond over both being like very busybodies, but are very much into meditation, and he calls it his mental coffee, which I thought was kind of cool. I never heard that. Then we meet the same Johan guy. He's also a basketball player, apparently. So people got a lot of jobs, a lot of
How are you guys doing all this in one time?
I don't know. And he meets Kimia. Kimia is Persian. Curvy girl.
Yeah, she's a little thick with it. Yep. Love a little to thick see with it.
Yep.
On season one, too. We have more than one thick girl.
That's true. Yeah. She's really pretty, gorgeous. Was a little too hype when he said she was tall.
So superficial.
Kimia. Like,
she was like, yes.
Yeah, she was so happy. Dumb hype.
And I wonder, too, like, when you play basketball professionally over there, I wonder what the barrier is. Because up here, to play basketball professionally, you have to literally be an alien. You have to be a superstar. You were the best in the entire world.
Oh, yeah. It's paid U.S. Yeah.
So I wonder over there if it's like, I don't know what to compare it to. Because in the U.S., every athlete job, you have to be the best in the world to do
it. And the best to make it. Yeah, so true. Yeah, I don't know. let's see. Then we meet Sergio.
Oh boy.
Sergio, there's always one. There's always one like
always one for weirdo. TV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's being weird. He's joking a lot. He's like not telling the women his name.
Mm-hmm.
We learn he's a former DJ, now a football coach, living in Barcelona.
Mm-hmm.
Which that already, I'm like, so you live in Spain. What Most of these people live here? In Stockholm or live in Sweden. How is that going to work?
Is it like Portland and Seattle? And we just don't know. You just hopping on that Ryanair and
it's not that close. If you look on the map, Sweden and Spain, it's I'm sure the flight is not that long because it's like Europe is pretty small. Like you can fly places, but it's also not just around the corner. So what? But that's interesting to me. Just casting, like they cast people who don't live in the country.
Yeah.
So that's already just setting up whoever picks him. That's just going to be tough already because it's long distance.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, so Sergio, he meets Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
And when he meets Amanda, he like kind of chills out a little bit. He's being weird with everybody with her. It's something about her voice kind of just like, you know, soothes him in a way. We learn he's Colombian. He's ethnically? What the fuck am I saying? He's Colombian, but has lived most of his life in Sweden, now living in Barcelona. They talk deal breaker. So Amanda's super Christian. She's the Christian girl. Dad is a pastor. Like she is
she's a PK.
Yes. And Sergio's Catholic. They just talk about that briefly. And she takes marriage very seriously. Mm-hmm. She says, which I really loved how she put this, she wants to build a family where everyone comes to my house for safety.
I love that. That's so nice.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. This made me not trust her, though. You're 33 years old. You're a pastor's kid. And you're like really into church, really into Jesus, really into church. How have you not found anybody yet?
Yeah.
I feel like all the super Christian people, like anybody actually really deep into anything, usually finds
you find somebody
quick.
In their little community.
Right. It's the same thing I had with Mitch being an environmentalist and like,
oh my God.
I was like, why didn't you find one of them other girls at one of them conventions that y'all go to? Like, what?
That's true. That's a good question. How have you not found somebody yet? And you go to church every Sunday, I'm assuming, and you're in the community because your dad's a pastor. So
you're going to the women's ministry. Nobody got a brother. Nobody got a friend. Nobody got a nothing for you. You're 33, Amanda. What? It's confusing. Just confusing to me.
She, all right, I don't understand her yet. Her concepts, I don't understand it. So yeah, she's saying all the right things, saying all the nice things. Sergio is like on his side of the pods, like melting, she's definitely disarmed him in a way. And he knows she's like in theory, because that's what I don't trust her. He knows in theory she's like a better person than him, right? She's a good person. She's like good heart, kind soul, whatever.
Yeah.
So of course his thing is gonna be like, what's he gonna do with it? You have the woman of your dream in front of you. Are you gonna, you know, fumble the bag or what are you gonna do?
Yeah, I think too, because he was so jokey in the very beginning and she didn't let up. She was still vulnerable. She still told him her whole story. Now he's like, oh, shit, it's not going to work on her.
Yeah.
And that's why he's attracted to her. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Then we meet Carolina. Carolina, to me, gave herself the ill setup.
Congratulations. You played yourself.
Oh.
She looks like she was like dipped in bleach and electrocuted.
No, she. Yeah, this blonde.
Look like this. Terrible.
This blonde is, you have to get this touch up every 3 days. And this shit burns your entire scalp on fire like crazy. Oh, it looks sick though. With the right haircut, it looks like so good.
Yes, like, the icy, like platinum blonde.
I could see you doing it.
Now he's just gonna burn my scalp off, bitch. No, I will stick with my honey blonde. Thank you. But her hair is just like, it's damn near white, and it's like, it's just like standing up. It's just, she looks like she's been.
She's fried.
It's fried. Yeah. Looking nuts. So she's talking to Lucas. So Lucas was the one with the two sisters, little cutie Swedish guy. And they are talking about sex and dirty talk and
right away.
Yeah, just get straight into it. She she leads with sexual energy. So they have a good old time and she goes back to the women's quarters and is like, I found the person.
Yep.
It's him.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel good about it. I know when you know, you know. His voice, I could tell, like, just one conversation. So it seemed. That's the thing with the editing. We don't know.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
She was just sold. That is her person. So, of course, poor Amelia is, like, in the cut, like, no.
Yeah.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Then we have Rasmus and Katya.
Katya, yep.
They go back into the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like he's too much.
He's
too,
love bombing. This was love bombing 101. I was like,
he's trying to be too charming.
Mm-hmm.
He's like saying and doing the things.
Mm-hmm.
And it's working, unfortunately, on some of these ladies.
I don't know how the fuck.
I don't know how either.
I would definitely entertain this for the sake of the story and the plot. But to believe that this is going to happen is nuts, Katya.
Yeah, I know. She's getting all emotional.
Oh,
so he was like manifesting this road trip on the Italian coastline.
Amalfi Coast.
The Amalfi Coast. And they're going to go, you know, then up to Tuscany and stay at the vineyards and sleep in the countryside. And it's just like painting this whole picture and saying he saved this vacation for his partner. And she is emotional and crying and just like over the moon thinking about this. Free this vacation she's about to get.
I was like, what does he do for work again?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? How are we doing all this?
How are we doing all this? And why is the story getting you emotional? This is not real.
That I don't know. Yeah, this is just a fantasy, Katya. This is a just fantasy. Your Pinterest board, girl.
Right.
I don't know why this is at all making her like fall in love with him.
Yeah.
This is just a description of something that he wants to do. This has nothing to do with him.
It has nothing to do with him. We don't even know if he can afford this yet. We don't know nothing. So why? It's like she's almost like seeing the future of this life, this swept away life with this guy who can pay for all these trips. Or I don't know what she was thinking, but it was getting her in her feelings. And I was like, you don't know him. You can't trust this. So she returns to the women's quarters and she is beaming and she's so emotional. And Chrisley, his other match, comes up to her and is like, you know, can you tell me who you're talking about so I can maybe let go of that connection if it's the same? Because, you know, and she tells her it's Rasmus and Chrisley's like a devastated.
Yeah, this is what I was wondering. I needed the timeline because I didn't know how far along everybody was.
Yeah, Chrisley's like devastated and she's like, oh my God. And she made it seem like she was going to like cut things off, but I was like,
didn't happen.
Why would you do that? That didn't happen. And why would you do that?
Like, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Go fight with your man. Go get your man if that's who you want.
Or get another one.
Or find somebody else. Yeah. So anyways, Chrisley goes back into the pods with Rasmus. Does not cut things off.
Nope. Just talks about tattoos.
And yeah, they're bonding over their tattoos again. And then she gets serious with him and reveals her conversation with Katya. And, you know, she's nervous because she's set on only dating him and just feels like a heartbreak is coming because she sees Katya. She knows Katya's great. Like,
yeah,
she like literally sees her competition. It's like, fuck, of course he can also fall in love with her. Meanwhile, Rasmus is in his confessional saying, you know, she's of Estonian background. I don't really know what that means.
How that
I don't really know
your looks.
What? Yeah. I need to see what she looks like. I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. Just very superficial. Very superficial. Or are they trying to paint him in a way? Because I feel like everyone's in confessionals answering questions about looks. They are choosing to show his more than anybody's, right? Mm-hmm. But he also does keep calling himself superficial. So that also his words. Yeah. Now, Sergio, our DJ, and Amanda, our Christian, she brings up the, you know, chatter with the women, how he wasn't sharing his name and like, what was that all about? And he says it was childish behavior in response to childish behavior. So he was
this
like,
was, hey, how are you? What's your name? And he said, I'm not giving it to you.
Right.
I think that's just you being
that's
a child.
Just you. Exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, she then says what she's looking for. She's looking for somebody who's loyal, faithful, a husband. And she tells him flat out that he reminds her of guys that she's dated before.
Mm-hmm.
And the quality she's talking about is how like social he is and how like extra, I guess, he is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, you know, you got to take the bad with the good. And she's like, well, what's the bad?
What's the bad? Yeah, I didn't say anything bad.
Right. What is
you
the bad?
Said it was bad.
Mm-hmm. He's giving her all the signs.
All the signs that he has a baby coming.
And he says, I've been wild. So as in like past tense, I've been wild. And like we don't see any more from that conversation. Mm-hmm. We don't see what she does with it. Like we don't get anything more. But yeah, we see him like his struggle of like trying to be, you know, he knows he's sitting across from the woman of his dreams. Mm-hmm. Can he act right? He doesn't know, like the whole whatever he's going through.
Yeah.
Now, Katya, aside from Rosmus, she has another connection. His name is Christopher. Mm-hmm. He has like purplish reddish hair.
Yes, with a black brown beard, which is never my personal favorite, but that's okay. He seems such a sweetie.
He seems very nice, a little greasy, but it's okay.
Yeah, but so you can we can work on that.
So yeah, they're talking about intimacy and a lot of sex talk, actually, in this first episode. And yeah, they both kind of just acknowledge that there's like a sexual energy between them, even though they're like only listening to each other's voice. That's so crazy.
I can't. No one can understand that besides anyone who has been on Love is Blind.
I know.
That's the only people who can get it.
Love is Blind, or they remember they used to have those like hotlines you could call back in our like parents.
Girl,
I don't know if that was our day, but
don't even. Yeah. No.
Oh no, they used to have something like this actually. I was about to say my parents' day back in our day.
No,
I remember. Yes, I don't remember the name of it, but there was a chat line for teens, like teens, quote unquote teens, where you could call up and you could talk to somebody on the other line.
Yep, and fulfill your nasty fantasy. You know who did that for money for one day? Quinta Brunson.
Did she?
Yes.
What?
They put up a picture of Buffy the Body and they were like, you're supposed to be her.
So get to calling.
Like, you know, her voice is voice is like her height, right?
She it sounds so like small and petite. Yeah.
A very small person.
Oh, so. That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, so they are vibing each other just on voice. That is so wild. But anyways, Katya leaves that and she's still set on Rosmus. Like she's still set on Rosmus. Now, Lucas, our little Swedish man, and Amelia go back into the pods.
Mm-hmm.
And she shares that before coming on Love is Blind, she manifested the name Lucas.
That's crazy. Yeah.
Before she got here. And he shares with her that she's been his number one since day one. So, of course, she's very happy. And she goes back and immediately just goes straight up to Carolina. And tells Carolina, homegirl with the electrocuted hair. And Carolina's like, that's cute. Thanks for sharing. But that's still my man.
Yeah, he's my number one. And then she's walking down that thing in her blazer with her little smirk. Girl.
Oh, God. And immediately they just start the sex talk, intimacy conversation again. Now, I feel like, honestly, too, because I feel like we've seen this before, like, Lucas, he seems so nice, so kind, whatever, whatever. He seems like him and Amelia obviously should be the mm-hmm. couple, right? But it's like they keep the one little yeah, sex kitten on the side because they're having fun in the pods talking with her.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. And they're always going to be intrigued by her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Damn.
But Luke, y'all ain't talking about nothing. You ain't gonna choose no Carolina.
No. Like,
Oh, God.
That's the problem with Love is Blind is the intrigue of what that sexual energy looks like.
Yeah.
Can sometimes tip over Sarah Ann.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. So Rasmus and Chrysalie head back into the pods, and she shares more about her past. Her mm-hmm. whole family is, she's Estonian, as we said, her whole mm-hmm. family is still back in Estonia. She moved to Sweden when her mom remarried her stepdad, mm-hmm. who she refers to as dad. Mm-hmm. And she no longer had any contact with her birth dad. Then she talks about her mom. Her mom has now passed, but her mm-hmm. mom had her when she was 19. They had a very turbulent relationship. Her mom was a kid.
Yeah, really no exactly.
business raising a kid, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
She said she was basically a caretaker for her mom. She has memories of, like, 4 years old. Her mom's, like, sending her out to go do errands while mm-hmm. she's, like, nursing a hangover.
Mm.
So, you know, a little traumatic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, she just says she never really felt taken care of, never knew what it felt like to feel safe.
Right.
When she got older, her mom had like more of physical abuse or mm-hmm. like more of a, you know, just like very bad relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, she's being very vulnerable, very open, emotional, and is of course like very scared in doing this because of that fear of her baggage, you know, it being baggage and it being too much for anybody.
Right. Right. Still wondering about this, like, I want to break a family pattern. I don't know. Odd.
Yeah. I wonder what that is. I think it might be the only child thing.
Yeah.
I don't really know what else that could be, but yeah. So Rasmus just assures her, you know, it's all fine. I'm not scared of this emotional stuff. You know, mm-hmm. my family will be your family.
Mm-hmm.
And she replies to him, Rasmus, I'm kind of in love with you.
Mm.
Just that's all she needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm.
You can have a new family. Here mm-hmm. we go.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I just can't imagine feeling so safe with someone I just don't know.
You know what I mean? We feel like this because there's no timeline.
Yeah.
They need to put the days up here. We're still thinking this is day one. They're just dating on a 24-hour cycle. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
They need to give us something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I thought that was interesting. She was like, I've never felt safe, never been taken care of.
Yeah.
And then immediately she's like, I'm in love with you. I feel so safe. It's like, what? Like, yeah, the editing. It was the editing.
Yeah. And then we see him and he's like, I got to see her though. Like,
yeah.
What? Yeah. I don't know. She's Estonian. I don't know. Huh?
Right?
Like, you feel safe with him? Why?
Right. But yeah, I think it is the editing. It's a little tough. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Rasmus, he leaves that, you know, date, and he says in his confessional, you know, I got to know her deepest sorrows.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like love is brewing. And then says, I can't go deeply and emotional with two people at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So he immediately goes back into the pods with Katya
mm-hmm.
and just flat out just breaks up with her.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the swiftness.
Say goodbye to that Ailu trip, girl.
I know. Oh, poor Katya.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God. That, right there and there, you have one little date. Just like that. Poof. Gone. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he just said, look, this process is tough. Mm-hmm. I have to cut down my options. I think you're incredible, but I have to cut my alternatives down. And it's just like quick with it. Very decisive. Like mm-hmm. I'm going with Chrysalie. So Katya returns to the woman's quarters. She's sobbing, you know, he broke up with me. And Chrysalie's like,
yes.
Low, very on the lowest of keys.
Uh-huh.
Like, hype as shit.
Yeah. Yeah. So different from the US.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And yeah, she's just like astonished that he did that. She's mm-hmm. like, what? He broke up with her? Like, that's crazy. Now Rasmus, meanwhile, he's all in on Chrysalie.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't know what she looked like. And says again, I am usually insanely superficial.
Insanely. So this
insanely.
Means he's more superficial than everybody he knows.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh.
Like, he knows he's wild.
Yes.
With the way he be out here talking about women or dating girls, according to looks. And then he, like, jokingly is, like, spelling out her name because it's, like, Chris.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Chris got a hyphen. She's got a hyphen. Yeah. And is, like, is she Chinese? Like, is there something I'm missing? And is, like, laughing about it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, Lord Rasmus. Now, Katya, she is still excited about Christopher. She has another option. It's the guy with the purple hair. And she goes in, gets deep with him, talks to him about her anxiety. Panic attacks that she had, the pandemic, just being lonely during the pandemic and what that did. And yeah, he just promises to be a safe space.
So nice.
Very nice. Yeah. Her anxiety doesn't scare him. He's like fine with it.
And he said a line that was written by a woman. He said, "I was reading about you and I read the story of my dream girl." I was like, oh!
Oh my God.
That would have got me. Woo!
He also said, "Joy of my heart and eternal longing."
Oh my God. So much.
Fucking Shakespeare out here. Christopher, Jesus. Now, Sergio and Amanda. So, again, weird editing. I have to blame the editors here. They're not giving us the full story.
Yeah.
So he comes into the pods and he's like, you know, I want to talk religion. And says, you know, when people look at me, they think bad boy, party prince. You know, he'll never go to church. But I know it's a big deal. I know it's a big deal for you. And then we don't hear her answer.
So, like, what?
You don't hear her reply.
No.
You don't see her reaction. It was just odd. But yeah, we get him saying to her that he only wants to meet one person. And that's you, Amanda. We see her describe herself as happy, funny, wifey material. And, you know, back with the ladies, she goes and tells them she's, you know, she's all excited. He's all about her. And that's all she wanted. Coming in here, she was like, I need to get a guy who's just about me. That's where I feel like even Stevie Wonder could see.
Honestly, girl.
Something's off about Amanda.
Yes.
Gave me pause. That gave me a little bit of pause. I don't know if... I'm confused as to what a pick-me girl is these days. I don't know if this is it, but it was feeling very like, he chose me, I'm it. Everything he said about being a bad boy, party prince, blase, blah, like, is of no concern. She just wants to feel chosen, and he's choosing her.
Right? The fact that she thinks that I'm wifey material, I'm happy-go-lucky, I go with the flow, and bad boy go together, problematic.
Problematic. Doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. So, Sergio, we see then. Mind you, he just told Amanda, you my number one girl.
I want to meet you.
We see him in the pods with Kimia, the Persian princess, as he calls her.
Oh, Lord.
We see him talking to some new girl, some blonde chick named Alexandra. Who the hell is this?
That's why I'm confused. We're saying I love you, but we're still meeting new people. It's very confusing.
What? So we see him in the pods with these two other women, both women expressing their feelings, how much they like him. And we see him saying to both of them a version of, you know, you're a great woman. I think he says to Alexandra, you're a superwoman. I think you're lovely. I want to break down this wall and hug you. We see them having this like very emotional exchange between the walls where he's like, I just want to hold your hand. He's like on the ground, he's like, Alexandra, Alexandra, like chanting her name, and she's like hugging the wall. Like,
that is so Spanish, specifically that level of romance.
Like Colombian.
I am romance. I'll do anything for you, my darling, my love. Like, it's just a lot. Sergio, when you got a baby on the way.
Oh my God. Watch us, Lucas, with the baby on the way. I'm gonna get you so gagged.
Christopher.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
But yeah, Sergio's just doing the most out here, Mr. You know, fucking suave out here, chanting her name and everything. And this is not Amanda. He is not talking to Amanda, my friends. Doing this with other women.
How can you not help it behind a wall, my nigga? You have an addiction. You are sick.
You need to stop. You need to stop with all this. So next we see Lucas. Lucas is torn between Amelia and Carolina. and says, you know, I got to get deeper. I got to get deeper with these ladies. So he goes into his day with Amelia with the intention of like sharing a little bit more about himself. And he shares, again, weird editing. I didn't get the full story.
Mm-hmm.
But he says he had a messy childhood. It sounds like his parents were divorced.
Yes. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
They were kind of torn between the two parents, mom's house, dad's house.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mom's house sounds like mom's house was rough.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the details as to what made it rough. Mm-hmm. I would have loved a little bit more context, but said mom's house is rough and they didn't tell anything to the dad and just kind of keeping that secret was weird. And he's learned essentially how not to raise kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then Amelia was just, you know, very emotional and obviously it bonded them.
Mm-hmm.
That was frustrating. I wanted to hear more. I feel like we get everybody's whole life story and then some
names, dates.
Yeah,
we got
we hear everybody's whole life on Love Is Blind, but then this they kind of cut it real like succinct.
I wonder if that's a Swedish audience thing.
I wonder too if it's like too much. You know, we can't bear too much on, you know, too much trauma dumping on the audience.
On the audience. Oh
yeah.
My God. Meanwhile, we're like, he's gaslighting. He has dad issues. Like, we live for it.
We live for it. Oh, God. So yeah, that was nice. Nice little moment. You know, him and Amelia are obviously, you know, more connected than him and, what is it, Carolina?
Yeah.
Now, Sergio, we see going back into the pod, talking to a mystery person.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, I feel like I've known you for so long and there's no one I laugh more with. You're a gem. You're a diamond.
Oh, my God.
We see he's talking to Alexandra.
Not his alleged wife.
Not his alleged wife. Talk about she a diamond. What? And we basically see him talking to Alexandra and also to Kimia and basically breaking up with them.
Mm-hmm.
And in his confessional, he shows a little bit of guilt. He says, I admit, I feel like I'm a villain after telling Amanda she's the only one I wanted to meet. And I'm over here moonlighting with two other girls. So at least he had a little bit of remorse. Shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, Alexandra and Kimia. Mm-hmm. They've just been broken up with. They go back into the pods or back into the women's quarters and share that they've been dumped and then reveal that it was Sergio who they were dating this whole time. Now, Amanda is obviously annoyed because of what he just told her yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy is like, girl, it's not a big deal. Don't make a big deal of it.
Yeah.
And kind of all of the women are like trying to convince her like
that it's not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's fine. I was like, what? This is a big deal.
It is. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah.
He lied. He was lying to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big deal. Like, I was like, what is lost here? All these girls are like, girl, it's fine. I'm like, what? This is not fine, Amanda.
I guess it's fine because they broke up, I guess. So now it's fine.
I get. Yeah. They're like, it's fine. He broke up with them. He chose you.
Right.
It's like, yeah, I get that. But he lied to me yesterday. He told me I was the only one.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm learning there's two others. Like, what? Oh, Lord. Now, Rasmus and Chrisley.
Wow.
Back in the pods. Mm-hmm. They've chosen each other, right? He broke up everybody. It's just Chrisley. Chrisley don't have nobody else, so it's just Rasmus. And this proposal. This was
a lot at once.
This was a lot. She is so in love with Rasmus. And, you know, she goes into the pods. It's his birthday. She sings happy birthday. And...
Mm-hmm.
You know, says, you know, I came into this experience with so many demands. This guy's got to be this and that and that and this. And, you know, I didn't expect I'd meet somebody who would meet all of those demands.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, you're better than anyone I've ever met. And I've always said, if I meet a man who just floors me, I will go down on one knee for him. And in the first time in Love Is Blind history.
History.
Right? We see a woman propose to a man.
Yikes.
Actually, Giannina pulled some shit with like
holy shit.
Giannina pulled some
with
bullshit.
Damien.
But Damien.
Ooh,
does.
I know that haunts her. Ooh, Lord.
I know.
Oh God, that's recorded. Ew. Oh
yeah, their proposal was the worst.
I mean,
not because she proposed.
No,
not even that.
Mm-mm.
It was his corniness, all the bullshit he was saying to her, and then she got down on one knee and gave a whole soliloquy. It was nuts. But yeah, we see Chrisley fully get on one knee and propose to Rasmus.
Mm-hmm.
He says yes. They're both crying. They're emotional. Mm-hmm. They're talking in their confessional about how loved they are with each other and blah, 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 and all excited. And time for them to meet.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if she's a 3 and everyone else is a 10, it's going to be a problem.
I'm out of here. Now.
Oh, God, Rasmus.
He's like Irina.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right? Just stuck. Just so stuck. Yeah. He can't even pretend that, you know. Which is wild to me because you fully accept a proposal from this young lady.
Yes.
This is now your fiance. And you're preparing to potentially, like, be done with her if she doesn't meet your physical standard. Mm-hmm. That defeats the whole part. Love is supposed to be blind. Is that not the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Lord. And that was the episode, my friends.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. This should be interesting.
Mm-hmm. I see why you all requested this one.
Yeah. Because a lot of the editing is funky, so you don't really know anybody.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't even really trust how they're editing Rasmus yet. Like, I'm not sure. Like, maybe we might end up liking him. Then, which I'm probably not.
Yeah, but, most likely no.
Most likely not. But yeah, her, and then with Lucas and his story, not getting too much, and we don't have a lot of context on these people, so I'm like really unsure, which makes it intriguing. I don't know where it's going to go,
the
whole thing. But anyways, my friend, what did we learn this episode? What was your question again?
If love is really blind, should you wear white shoes?
Who was wearing white shoes? I missed that.
Carolina was wearing a white shoe the whole time. Checks. And same with the vegan. She was wearing rocking a white shoe. My census is that if it's open toed, it's okay. Oh. And it's okay. I think it's okay.
Okay.
But if it's a closed toe or a mule, get it out of my face. That was it. What about you?
I can't do a kitten heel either.
You can't.
Not a white kitten heel. No. If it's a mule or kitten heel, put both of them out of here. Can't do it. Anyways, my question, at our ripe age, when we are in our
30s,
what is the appeal of a bad boy?
Mm-hmm.
I would love for people to write in.
Please.
I love to see the comments. I love to see the emails because this I need to know.
I think it's a Disney princess thing. It's got to be.
Really?
Beauty and the Beast. It's got to be. It has like to be.
Going for the beast that you can tame type of thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. At this age, this old age, we ain't tired of doing this?
Girl, I think a lot of fantasy is sold to a lot of girls in strong religion. There's a lot of fantasy sold about, like, the partner you should have and what they should be and how you should accept them. There's a lot of, you should accept them because da-da-da-da. You should help them because da-da-da-da.
Oh, no.
I heard that a lot. I heard that a lot growing up of like, he might be this, so you have to fix him like this. Or, he might be this. God. I heard that a lot,
Oh, God. Yeah, no. I just feel like there's no novelty. I totally understand the novelty when you're in your 20s. He's fun.
Something bad.
You're running around.
Like, and it's conflated with big dick energy, too, right? Like, bad boy energy.
The confidence. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely like the novelty of it. I can see.
Mm-hmm.
But at this grown age, if I'm sitting across from a 30-year-old, a guy in his 30s who's calling himself a bad boy, like referring to himself as I'm a bad boy, I'm a party prince, he self-identifies as such. And I'm just like, what? Like, what about that am I running towards? Running away from that. He sounds like a boy. So far, that is a guy who has a lot of growing to do. And what is the appeal of that? This is what makes me so dubious of Amanda, because I don't understand what she's doing.
Okay.
To just still be in this. Yeah, I guess it is. It could be a lot of indoctrination from religion or whatnot.
So. Yeah.
Or some people still, we saw with AD, and she said, she's like, I'm Captain Save-A-Ho out here. Yeah. I just, something about
she
it.
She saved him too.
She saved my man, yeah.
And she's single. Fuck
and
AD.
And she's single in the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. So some people have that, you know, savior type of complex.
Mm-hmm.
That has never been me. Just, I don't have the time. I don't want the work.
Oh my God.
I don't want the extra work. It just seems like work, and nothing about it is appealing.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like at this age when we're saying, Amanda, we're saying we're looking for a husband, we're saying we're looking for the father of our children, and I just don't understand the appeal of signing up for even the mere threat of stress. even the mere threat that he's going to be out here in these streets and I have to, you know, tame. Nothing about that. I'm just way too grown and tired to deal with that. But please email us if you see the appeal, if there's something about the bad boy vibe that isn't just big dick energy, because that I get that. I get that energy. I get the confidence and all of that. But yeah, let us know. Let us know. But yeah, that's it, everybody.
Yes, we'll be back for episode two.
Rate, review, subscribe, find us on Patreon, watch us on video, listen to us ad-free, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.